I'm Jay Turner. Meet the bosses from hell and the employees who have had all that they can take that would consider murder. An all-star cast is brought to work on the satirical comedy Horrible Bosses. The question is, does it play it safe or let us play along? Punch your time card because the film review is now in session. This summer's Festival of Films has been lacking something. Comedy. I saw Bridesmaids, folks. Come on now. I know Warner Brothers wanted us to fall for the same gig in Hangover Part 2. Thankfully, I didn't. Finally comes an original comedy with realism and the fantasy of employees taking on the bosses head-on. Horrible Bosses. Jason Bateman is Nick, a businessman that works till sunrise and has to deal with Mr. Harkin, a prickly, no-holds-bar boss played by Kevin Spacey, who is clearly in swimming with sharks mode here, people. If you haven't seen this movie, you need to. Every line or insult that comes out of Spacey's mouth is hysterical, but at the same time, you're thinking what Nick is thinking. Harkin is a jerk, a jackass. Jason Sudeikis is Kirk, hardworking blue-collar guy who has the sweetest boss ever, Jack Paulette, played by Donald Sutherland, then dies in a car accident, and the company is rewarded to the cocaine-addicted son, Bobby, played with a pot belly and comb over by hilarious Colin Farrell. That's right, folks, Colin Farrell. If you remember, though, he brought his comedic chops last time in Bruges. The kind of boss that rips on every employee and wants to cut the fat, literally. You're with Kirk on this one. Bobby is a prick. Finally, we're introduced to Charlie Day's dental assistant, Dale, who at first sounds a lot like Bobcat Goldthwait. Actually, though, Day steals the film, especially when he's in the same scene with Dr. Julia Harris, DDS, a seductive man-eater played with animal lust by Jennifer Aniston. However, she's the least threatening of the bunch, but she's also side-splittingly funny, spewing out many double entendres and one-liners towards Dale, making him feel very uncomfortable, but can't muster up the courage to say what he thinks of her. She's a predator. Nick, Kirk, and Dale, after work, always head to the bar and vent out their frustrations over their jobs. Then out of nowhere, an idea comes to their mind. What if they killed their bosses? It would make them happier and able to progress with their careers in the long run. At first, though, they don't know how to do it without being caught. They go to Craigslist for an answer, but a cameo by Ian Guffin makes the scene raunchy but hilarious. Then they meet up with a murder consultant hiding out in a bar. He responds to Jones, but his first name will make you fall out of your seats in laughter. Jones is played by Jamie Foxx, showing that he loved playing this character. Trust me, folks, it shows. To keep matters even, they each agree to have one kill the other's boss. It's comedic gold with Bateman, Sudeikis, and Day, whose chemistry is believable, and the one-liners come a mile a minute. Spacey, Farrell, and Aniston just look like they're having an absolute blast with the material, basically oozing out every nasty cutthroat line and taking sexual harassment to a whole new level. Credit to director Seth Gordon for letting the cast have its way and improv most of the lines. What's that are actually funny here? Are you listening, Bridesmaids? The unsuccessful attempts at their plans was making the theater roar with laughter. For the first time since 4, I found myself either smiling and laughing myself silly. The cast brings the house down. The script by Michael Markowitz and John Francis Daly is full of witty one-liners and double entendres, creating one terrific black comedy that I can find myself seeing ad nauseum when it comes out on Blu-ray. It's refreshing to see an original but unrealistic idea brought to satire, sticking to its guns with its intent to make us get in touch with our dark side and laughing with it. We've all had horrible bosses. It's just a way of life. As a movie, The Horrible Bosses is one of the best comedies of the year. How much more do I have to say? Go see this movie. Horrible Bosses gets the 3.5-star treatment and an A-. I'm Jay Turner, and you can find all my other reviews at jtfilmsession.wordpress.com.